Good morning, or maybe good afternoon, or possibly good evening. Bienvenidos. Welcome to Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Summer 2015. All of us at Southwestern are very grateful, very happy, very honored that you have chosen to take a class with us. My name is Frank Paiano. It's Italian. You have to wave your hands around in the air when you say it. And I am the instructor for your class. I am so glad that you are here with us, and I am so glad that you're hearing my voice. That means your device, whichever type it may be, can comprehend MP3 files. There are also flash files on the website. And for those of you who have Apple mobile devices, the presentations are also on iTunes. So if you're having any problems whatsoever, my advice is to consult a teenager. Bring lots of pizza. Let's get started looking at the syllabus. Course description, course objective, introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis will be placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Yes, dear students, everything in this class is practical. It may not pertain to you at this moment in time, especially if you're just starting out as a traditional 18 to 22-year-old college student, but it will eventually. And what's the one thing you're going to be handling for the rest of your life? Right, money, exactly. Are you going to be solving intermediate algebra, quadratic equations, first, outer, inner, last, in 5 to 10 years? Possibly. My undergraduate is a math degree, and I used very little math in my career. I'm not trying to knock the math professors. Are you going to be discussing the influence of late 19th century impressionism upon 20th century op art? Doubtful. Well, maybe at that party where you're trying to score with the art student. No. The one thing you're going to be dealing with is money. And so this class, of course, every professor feels this way. This class should be a required class. Every professor believes their class is the most important class on campus. And I must admit, health is more important than money, folks. But they're both pretty important, don't you think? My goal for this class for you is to have this class be one of those few classes that 5, 10, 15 years or more down the line you remember as being very useful to you and actually helped you in this crazy, scary, joyful, bizarre adventure that we call life. So that's our description. That's our objective. That's our goal. Let's take a look at the course content. Financial statements, budgeting, resource allocation, tax strategies, everybody's favorite topic to hate, banking, cash, and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance planning, investing fundamentals, risk management. That's what insurance is about, and that's what we want to learn about investing, what are the risks involved, and then last, retirement and estate planning. What are the materials? Well, we use an older version of a very popular personal finance book. And if you go to the bottom of the class webpage, which we'll discuss later on, you will see that there are plenty of places for you to pick up this older version for $10 or $12. And there's a copy in the library on reserve. So, and, you know, it's a good book. It's not fabulous, but it's good. The newer edition is the fourth edition, and they want $200 for this thing. It's not worth that much, folks, but $10, yeah. I recommend that you have a notebook, a three-ring binder, because there are copious handouts for you to download on the website, and a three-ring punch would help. You need a calculator, or you can use a spreadsheet if you're at home. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and self discipline. Dear students, taking online classes requires self-discipline. Reading the text, viewing the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, submitting assignments, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. We have 7 weeks. That's it. We go through the class in double time. And so you are going to have to spend at least 1 hour every day, some days more, just for this summer. Just tell your friends that Saturdays are off limits, okay? Yeah, your Saturdays are going to be your day. I mean, every day. You need to work every day. But Saturdays are when the assignments are due and when the exams are due and when the discussion boards are due. And so then that gives you Friday to start on the next chapter or chapters. If you have any doubts whatsoever, please consider taking one of the traditional face-to-face classes in the fall. You procrastinators, you know who you are. We look forward to seeing you in the fall in the traditional face-to-face class. Grading. Now, do you want to get an A? You can. You can, folks. This class, the material is not hard. There's an awful lot of it, and you'll hear people say or read on, if you look at Rate My Professors, that they were first overwhelmed by how much information is on the class website. But it's not that hard. Some of it's a little tedious, but mostly it's very practical. And if you work through the entire website, you will have a pretty good foundation of personal financial planning, and then it's up to you to implement it. I mean, I will do whatever I can to help you. Please keep in touch. But I want all of you to get an A. I really do. I grade on it on what's called a straight curve, which is a bit of an oxymoron, right? And if everybody flunks, then everybody flunks. And I'll cry my eyes out, but everybody flunks. But if everybody gets A's, I will be so ecstatic. In fact, for the next 10 years, I promise you that for every new individual I meet, I will shake their hand and say, "Hello, my name is Frank Baiano, and my summer 2015 class, Business 121, all got A's." How's that for a deal? So, looking at the time requirements, as I already said, you're going to be I'm expecting you to be working on this class every day. Now, one of the cool things about this class, and the students have told me they really like it, others, they don't tell me anything. That's the problem with online classes. Some of your students you never really hear from. But all the presentations are in MP3 format, as well as video flash and on iTunes. So you can download the MP3 files to your mobile device, MP3 player, your phone, or burn them on a CD, and listen to them while you commute to and from work or school, or walk the dog or chase the children around the house. Right, so you can be multitasking, so you can learn while you drive or while you take the bus or ride a bike. So please do not procrastinate. Don't try to do everything on Saturday. It doesn't work that way. Learning is repetition. If you need any accommodations, please contact me. You know the drill. Get in touch with me. They say the first 2 weeks, but that's for the semester-length class. You should get in touch with me right away. And, of course, contact DSS if you need help. They're there to help you. We hereby refer you to the Academic Success Center. And, obviously, if you're online, some of you can't make it to the college during the day. Maybe even not at night if you have outside commitments. So there are online resources to help you. We want you to succeed. This is not the university where they don't care, sink or swim. It's up to you. We got 20 people waiting for your seat. We are here at the community colleges to help you. So please do check out the Academic Success Center. Wouldn't it be nice if we called it the Tutoring Center? That would make more sense, but that's what we call it, the Academic Success Center. How do you get in touch with me? Well, there are no office hours during the summer, but I'm very easy to get in touch with. I give you my email. That's probably the easiest, right? Home phone. If it's an emergency or you need to talk to me, please call me. We go to bed fairly early, but I wake up fairly early, so 8 o'clock is late for me in the morning. and 9:30 at night is late for me. There's the website. There's the website. That's what you're going to be spending most of your time on, dear students. And there are presentations, slideshows. There are the handouts, the worksheets, the answer keys, the assignments, the commentaries, links to other websites. It's all there, and you're going to go through the entire thing, dear students. What's this student learning out objectives? Ignore that. That's for the bean counters in Sacramento. But the two things that we're going to do, and they want us to measure how well you did. So be that as it may, ask your administrator, if you know who it is, what an SLO is and why is San Luis Obispo so important to us. It's a joke. Okay. So there's the first page of the syllabus, which you look at once and then quickly forget. But look at the second page. Oh, boy, folks, there it is. Tack that up on your refrigerator. Tack that up on your bulletin board in your room, because that's what we're going to do. And look, 7 weeks, folks. And you don't have much time. You got to get started right away, because after the second week, we have our first exam. Exactly. And there's a lot of information in that first exam. And then after the fourth week, we have another exam. And then the sixth week, and then the seventh week is the final. Whew. So you have to move quickly. And as I said, I am here to help you. Contact me. We are here to help you. We want you to succeed. They have been bugging us to start introducing video. I've used audio for quite some time now, but they want us to introduce video. And they even bought me this camera. And one of the perks of taking this class online is you don't have to see my ugly mug. And so I played with this thing, and my wife just shakes her head and says, you got to first get a haircut, and secondly, you got to find a better spot for you to be videoed, because you see the back of the wall and one of my favorite pictures from the Great Depression era. But she shakes her head and says, we got to do something with this. So expect to see some videos of me extorting to you to work harder and work every day. And I will see how bad it looks. So welcome. We wish you much success in life and in our class. Let's get started.